Binge the full week of The Ray Taylor Show ad-free over at inspireddisorder.com/plus.
This is The Ray Taylor Show.
Ray's Days, episode 167. This is the show, this is a weekly diary podcast, I should say, hosted by me, Ray Taylor. Every Saturday, I share updates on my journey as an artist, podcaster, business owner, and human being. I'm excited to share my experiences with you and hope that my journey can serve as a source of inspiration and positivity for you. In this episode, I'm giving some updates on this show, The Ray Taylor Show, some of the changes I've been making, and my thoughts going forward with this show. I'm talking about The Many Faces, my ongoing series of abstract ink paintings. I have some updates on that as well. I have some updates on the user-generated content that I've been making, the UGC content that I've been making. Got some updates on that, as well as some updates on my mental health as I've been sharing that over the past month or so as I've been dipping down into depression, kind of sharing some updates, telling you where I'm at this week. And as always, at the end of every episode, I will be sharing something that I am thankful for. So this week, interesting week. So The Ray Taylor Show, this podcast, technically multiple podcasts under the Ray Taylor Show banner, right? There's the movie and TV show reviews come out every Monday, Wednesday, Friday. You have the episode recap podcasts that are currently on break as there's no shows that I'm currently recapping. Those come out Tuesdays generally. There was the show Swipe Up, which I mentioned last week that I am no longer, I'm taking a break on that show to avoid the death threats and other negativity that comes with me sharing my opinion on the news. Then there's this show, which is a weekly recap podcast, a diary podcast, and then Sunday's Top 5, right? After, obviously, I mean, it wasn't that long ago, like a month or two ago, where I recorded and produced 10 episodes in a week, right? I had all of the shows I was doing and the episode recaps. There were three. Actually, there was a week where there were four episodes I was recapping, right? There was Poker Face had an episode. Ted Lasso had started up. And Dave, for whatever reason, started with two episodes. Or was it Ted Lasso? Plus everything else. So there was one week where I was producing 10 podcast episodes in a week, which was insane. This week, 5. So half the amount. And I'm kind of enjoying this scaled back production schedule that I'm at right now. It's a lot less preparation I have to do. It's a lot less recording. I'm able to get my recording done way sooner, which also means the editing is a lot easier. So my day on Sunday is a lot easier. My week leading up to Sunday is a lot easier. And it has alleviated a ton of stress, which I enjoy. And the fact that I've removed Swipe Up means that I'm also receiving a lot less hate online. Although my opinions on the problematic nature of Avatar have angered a lot of racist people that think I shouldn't be able to have an opinion on movies, but they don't seem to have any problem having an opinion on my content. So they're the only ones that are allowed to have critiques about things where I am just a white liberal who wants to find any reason to complain about stuff. So me mentioning the first Avatar movie being kind of a white savior premise, which it literally is not a valid opinion I should be having. So aside from that hate that I'm getting, which I find to be funny, I'm not getting the hate that I normally do when the Swipe Up episode comes out and I'm talking about whatever news stories. So a lot less stress. When I see that there's a comment on one of my podcast clips on social media, I still say, oh, here we go. I still prepare mentally for whatever hate. But it has been quite a bit less, which I enjoy. I am glad it has helped alleviate a lot of stress. The less work that I'm doing with this show, I'm enjoying the everything that has come with me kind of pulling back, scaling back. So I'm going to be doing that for a while, right? And also, because I'm not producing Swipe Up, I'm not really paying as much attention to news stories as I was, because I was constantly, you know, looking at what's happening and trying to figure out what news stories I want to have an opinion on for the show. Don't have to do that, so I can kind of just unplug from the chaos that is our reality. So as far as the updates with the show, I have no plans for doing a new TV show recap, although eventually I will. Obviously, when Severance comes back, when Squid Game comes back, when The Rehearsal, all the shows that I've done recaps in the past, when those shows come back, I'm going to continue doing recaps of that. But as far as doing a new show or doing some limited series recap, no plans as of yet. Who knows? Maybe I will eventually. I probably will. I do enjoy that. So, but for right now, I'm enjoying the relaxation. It's kind of a break. It's kind of feels like a break. It definitely, I'm enjoying it. No plans at this point to bring back Swipe Up. I have kind of thought of rearranging the release schedule since I'm doing five episodes per week. I was kind of thinking about bringing Raise Days and Top 5 into, so I'm releasing Monday through Friday, but I don't know. We'll see if I'll do that. At this point, I'm not doing any more changes. Kind of happy with where everything's at. So that's the updates for Ray Taylor's show. Let's take a quick break from this episode to talk about, are you a fan of art, movies, and all things entertainment? Then you need to check out youtube.com/inspireddisorder. Our page is jam-packed with all kinds of great content, including making of videos of the many faces, an ongoing art series of abstract ink paintings. But that's not all. We also feature daily episodes from The Ray Taylor Show, a podcast that brings you movie reviews, TV show reviews, episode recaps, opinions on news and entertainment, and much more. There's also a weekly diary and top 5 movie rankings of a variety of categories. And if that wasn't enough, we've also got how-to videos covering all kinds of topics. So why wait? Head on over to youtube.com/inspireddisorder and start exploring the amazing content we have to offer. And now, back to the show. Updates for The Many Faces. The past few months since I started doing the live events and realizing that the smaller sized paintings, I only had older work. So the past few months I've been focusing on producing paintings in the 4x6 and 6x9 sizes. And I've been doing kind of going back and forth with those sizes for the past few months, which has been fun. I enjoy the challenges in scaling down my style into the smaller sizes. But as of this past week, started doing the 9x12s again and have plans to do a small run of, I think, 18x24. Because the painting I plan on submitting to the group show that I will talk about at the end of the episode, that's in August, that will be a framed 18x24 painting. So I want to do another run of the larger ones, because it's been a while since I've done the larger paintings as well. So 9x12s, doing those again. And also this past week, all the new 9x12s I painted will be released, and then I will be doing the larger size, and then just rotating through the different sizes. So I'm still going to be doing the 4x6, which I sell for $20, the 6x9, which I sell for $40, and the 9x12s I sell for $100. And then you can buy prints for all of those, And the price is a lot less if you want to buy prints. But I recommend purchasing an original piece of artwork. New pieces come out every day. So going to keep rotating those, doing the larger sizes. It's going to be interesting to see what it's like doing my current style in the 18 by 24. That's going to be, it's going to be interesting to see the changes I'm going to have to make to produce, to record the making of videos. But it's also going to be interesting to see how it will be like covering a larger area, because that will be the largest size that I have done in my style. And eventually would like to do even bigger. Would like to see how my style translates into using different mediums, like acrylic paint. Potentially do murals in with my style. That will be the big interesting aspect. Nothing planned for that stuff yet, but as far as updates for the many faces, starting to do larger sizes again. Update for the user-generated content. Again, if you want to make some extra money, sign up through my link, inspireddisorder.com/UGC. There is a link to sign up through Join Brands, which is the company that I make content through. Companies post their jobs on there. You apply to it if they accept you. You do whatever it is that you applied to do, whether it's taking a selfie with the product, whether it's doing an unboxing video or a product review, all of those things. It's very easy to get started, and it's definitely helped me survive. There have been very few jobs that I'm being accepted to. It seemed like I was getting accepted to jobs pretty regularly, but it seems to have died off a bit. However, there is one. I'm going to be doing a YouTube video for a product, for a probiotic this next week. So that will be interesting. That will be up on my YouTube page. But yeah, it's kind of died off, which sucks, but it's still going. And I set up my portfolio on my website, as I've mentioned, which is on the same website, inspireddisorder.com/UGC. So eventually I'd like to start just pitching myself to brands on my own instead of going through Join Brands, maybe signing up for other companies that do a similar thing. But I'm enjoying doing that work, and it's definitely helped me just afford to survive and live, pay my bills. So that's the update with the UGC stuff. As far as my personal updates, my mental health, I'm not as low. I'm not as depressed as I was last week. I don't feel as exhausted mentally or emotionally as I was for the past month. Definitely in a better place mentally this past week. Still not at the energy level that I was at. Like, I think the fact that I've scaled back on doing this show has helped a lot. But I'm not doing, there's still a lot of stuff I need to get done that I'm just still getting the bare minimum done. But I don't feel like taking a break from everything like I had the previous month. So definitely in a much better place mentally this week, you know, and hopefully that will continue to get better and I will be motivated to do a lot of other things because I do need to get this painting ready for the art show. That's not until August, so I still have plenty of time for that. But there's still a lot of other stuff that I want to get done and things I want that are on my to-do list that are still waiting to be done. So still not quite super productive, but definitely in a lot better place than I was. I'm not struggling like I was in the previous month. So good news on that front as well. And as I like to do, as I like to do at the end of every episode, I want to share something that I'm thankful for. Small, big, abstract, doesn't matter. Just want to be thankful, share my gratitude for something. And this week, I am thankful that I never gave up. Haven't given up yet. And by give up, I mean that in a lot of ways. Giving up on life in general. I'm glad I haven't given up on life. Even though there's been times in my life dealing with severe depression, let's just say thoughts cross my mind. But I'm thankful I haven't. I'm thankful that I haven't given up on podcasting. I'm thankful that I haven't given up on creating art. And I mean, when I left Denver, definitely didn't think I'd be doing either of those things again. Thought just, okay, I guess I'm just going to go back to being a normal person, working a normal job. But I can't. That's just not who I am. Let's take a quick break from this episode because I want to talk about, are you looking to add some unique and expressive artwork to your home, office, or wardrobe? Look no further than the Many Faces series by Ray Taylor. That's me. These abstract paintings on paper explore the endless possibilities of the human face, capturing unique expressions of emotion, mood, tone, and energy in just a few minimal features. Now you can bring these stunning and thought-provoking pieces into your own space with high-quality prints and t-shirts, featuring designs from the Many Faces series, or take home a one-of-a-kind original piece for your collection. Don't miss out on this opportunity to add some original and expressive artwork to your home, office, or wardrobe. Head on over to inspireddisorder.com to browse and purchase original artworks, prints, and t-shirts from the Many Faces series today. And now, back to the show. So I'm glad, I'm thankful that I haven't given up, right? I've definitely experienced a lot of darkness in my life. And, you know, some of the darkness comes from the outside world. Just the world we're living in can be very depressing. You know, a lot of darkness from the inside, from my own mind, you know, convincing me of a lot of darkness, convincing me that I'm not a good person, that I'm unwanted, that I'm a burden. I have a brain that doesn't like me all the time. Sometimes my brain really likes me. Sometimes my brain is a hype man and makes me think that I'm a superhero. But there's other times where my brain is like a bummer. So it fluctuates. My brain sometimes is an ally and sometimes it's an enemy. You know? My brain can sometimes look for every little thing in my life to confirm the darkness. As a kid, right, it was the other kids in school were the outside influence that were put me in a dark place, being bullied, things of that nature. You know, random kids that I don't even know. They don't know me. Between classes. In class, teachers ignoring, clearly knowing what's going on, but just not doing anything about it. You know, the good old 90s, which I do miss the 90s, but that aspect of going to school, that was hell. And even sometimes it was my friends or my friends' parents. Little things, not big things, but just little things being said can really, like, eat at a person. But as I got older, I became my own bully. I became the worst part. I was the one convincing myself of the darkness. So now those random kids between class only exist. Sometimes in my mind, sometimes in the comment section, there's a lot of similarities between the hate I get on YouTube comments or Instagram comments or TikTok comments that so remind me of the bullies from school. It's amazing. Especially when it comes from people that I know a little bit. That's the biggest bummer. It's weird when people that you know decide they want to be a bully. It's like, wow. Like it's at one point we were like, cool, but now this is the energy you want to put into us, right? This is, you want to be a bully now. Okay, interesting. It's weird how people fabricate reasons to put me down, right? Or to spread lies. It's you know, to justify why they're attacking me, right? They justify their bullying by something that I have somehow done to them, right? Attacking my character, attacking who I am. Just completely forgetting all of the things that I've actually effort I've put into helping them in the past. Meaningless. So it's that definitely hurts the most. But also the praise can backfire just as hard sometimes, because the praise is very fleeting. It feels good for like a split second. Does it? I wish praise lingered as much as hate did. Hate lingers a lot more. Hate kind of feeds and repeats itself and kind of compounds exponentially, where praise kind of comes and goes very fast. So temporary, right? It lifts you up, but then there's nothing left but the free fall, you know? Especially if you have my brain, which is so good at telling me that they're lying, that they don't know, right? And it's hard for me to appreciate victories, because I just don't. Like, even when good news happens, like, well, I'll believe it when I see it. Like, okay, I got this thing. It's like, well, let's see. Let's wait and see. I'm very, very hesitant to actually celebrate any victories or to look forward to good things because, you know, I've experienced so many things just falling apart. It's really hard for me to just enjoy things. But I'm thankful to still be here. I'm thankful the darkness hasn't won. And, you know, so that's this week. I'm thankful for not giving up. And I'm thankful for everybody else out there who hasn't given up. Because, you know, I don't blame anybody that does. A lot of people have a lot of negativity for people that have given up. And life is hard, man. And I sympathize. I sympathize. I almost am jealous in a lot of times. Because, like, oh, they don't have to deal with the pain anymore. So I kind of feel happy they've moved on to whatever's after this. So, I don't know. But I'm thankful I haven't given up. Upcoming events. August 26th from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. A group art show at the Flat Black Gallery in Palm Desert. Details for that. InspiredDisorder.com/events. It's way in the future, so I'm not going into detail of all that stuff. More details to come later, but go to InspiredDisorder.com/events for all of the live and local events details on all that stuff. I'm also very thankful for the opportunity to connect with you through this podcast and for the chance to share my journey with you. Please join the conversation by leaving a comment on your favorite podcast platform or over on youtube.com/inspireddisorder. Thank you for tuning in, and I'll see you next week for another episode of Ray's Days.
New episodes of The Ray Taylor Show come out every single day. Subscribe on YouTube and everywhere our podcasts are found. Binge the full week over at inspireddisorder.com/plus. Buy Ray Taylor Show merch over at inspireddisorder.com. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Peace out!
Today is the day where you wake up and you realize that everything that you've been dreaming about, everything that you've been wanting, every goal and wish and hope that you've ever had can become real. Dreams can come true. What you manifest in your mind, you can bring to reality.